This chazar is echnesh bechas v'shav Rabbi Yehuda mesechdes gittin dav dalit. Frech tigma armish and said that Rabbi Gamliel says that even when a get is brought from Rekem or Cheger, the shliach has to stay b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta. The Yehuda says that b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta must be said even if the get is brought from Kfar Ludum Lulud. Now, Abaye explained that the machlokes here is regarding cities close to Eretz Yisrael or surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. The city is outside Eretz Yisrael, but is surrounded by Eretz Yisrael because it juts into the border of Eretz Yisrael, so it's surrounded on three sides. Rabbi Rachana said he saw these cities and saw that they are considerably close to Eretz Yisrael. Now, based on this, maybe we can say that the machlokes in the Mishnah is as follows. The Tanakhama holds that the reason of saying B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is because the people of Chutz La'aretz are not familiar with the requirement of Lishma. And since the cities of Chutz La'aretz that are very close to the borders of Eretz Yisrael are familiar with these laws, there would be no need to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta when bringing from these cities. However, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer hold that the reason B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is said is because we will not be able to find witnesses to confirm the signatures on the get. Therefore, even though the cities are very close to Eretz Yisrael, since there is not a lot of traffic traveling between these cities and Eretz Yisrael, B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta must be said. And if it was a Rabbah and Rava can each explain the Mishnah in a way that everyone would agree with them. And Lav Dafka, the Mishnah's Machloikis, they could each say that the whole Mishnah follows them. Rabbi would say that all agree that the reason for Nechtam is because of the unfamiliarity of the halachas of Lishma. The Machloikis in the Mishnah is that the Tanakhama holds that the cities of Chutz La'aretz that are close by are also familiar with the halachas of Lishma. And therefore, you don't have to say before Nechtam when a get is brought from them. Gamliel says that only cities that are totally surrounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides are familiar with those halachas. Rabbi Eliezer says that even a get brought from a surrounded city has to say before Nechtam, so as not to differentiate among the cities of Chutz La'aretz. Rava would say that everyone agrees that the reason is for B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is because of the concern we won't have witnesses to confirm the get. Machlokes is the Tanakhama holds that cities very nearby to Eretz Yisrael do have traffic traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we will be able to find witnesses who can confirm the get. Rabbi Gamliel says there's only such traffic when the cities are totally surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, not by ones that are simply nearby. And Rabbi Eliezer says that even a get coming from a surrounded city you have to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta so as not to differentiate between the cities of Chutz La'aretz. Our mission says that the Chacham say that one bringing a get to Eretz Yisrael and one bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael needs to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. This would suggest that Tanakhama holds that one taking a get from Eretz Yisrael does not have to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. Maybe we can say Machlokes is Tanakhama holds the reason for B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is like Rabba, and therefore when taking a get from Eretz Yisrael there's no need to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta, whereas the Chacham say like Rova, and therefore when bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz the same concern exists of not having Eidim to be Mekayim, and therefore B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta has to be said. And if tomorrow again, oh no, Rabba and Rova can each explain the Mishnah in a way that everyone would agree with them. Rabbi would say that everyone agrees that the reason for B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is because of Ein Bekiyum Lishma. Machlokes in the Mishnah is whether we have to be geizer to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta in a case where the get is going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz to make sure that B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta will be said when the get is going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakham would say we're not geizer. The Chum say that we are geizer. Rabbi would say that everyone agrees the reason to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is because of the concern that we won't have witnesses to confirm the get. The view of the Chacham is actually just a clarification of the view of the Tanakhama is actually not a different or arguing view. For acting more, the Mishnah said if someone brings a get from one province to another in Chutz La'aretz, he has to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. This implies that if it was brought within one province in Chutz La'aretz, you would not have to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. This is a proof to Rav and problematic according to Rabba. The Mishnah says that's the wrong inference. The inference should be that if the get is brought from one province to another in Eretz Yisrael, B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta would not have to be said, understood as such. It's actually a proof to Rabba. For acting more, the Mishnah explicitly said that if one brings a get within Eretz Yisrael, B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta need not be said. So that can't be the inference of the early part of the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, if we only had that part of the Mishnah, we would think that it's only b'diyevet that b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta doesn't have to be said. But l'chadchila it should be said. Therefore, the Mishnah says it again explicitly to teach that even l'chadchila does not have to be said. Others made an inference from the Mishnah as a question to Rava. They said that the inference from the Mishnah is that from one province to another within Eretz Yisrael, there would be no need to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. This is problematic according to Rava and a proof to Rabba. So to that, the Gemara says that the wrong inference is being made. The proper inference should be that within one province in Chutz La'aretz, there would be no need to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. The Gemara asks, does that mean that if a get is brought from one province to another in Eretz Yisrael, he would have to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta? If so, the Mishnah should simply say, when a get is brought from one province to another, you have to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. Why even say Chutz La'aretz altogether? Because it doesn't make a difference where. If it's Chutz La'aretz or Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. And for the Gemara, when a get is brought from one province to another within Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. The reason is that people are Oyla Regel, and because of that, we will always be able to find people to confirm the signatures on the get. What about after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Since there's a system of courts set up throughout Eretz Yisrael, there will always be people to find to confirm the signatures of the get because people travel there for this court system. For acting where the Mishnah said that Rav Shimon Gamliel said, B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta must be said even when a get is brought from one place of rulership to another place in the same city. Rabbi Yitzchak gave an example of this and used a city in Eretz Yisrael that was under two ruling parties. According to Rava, this makes sense, but according to Rabba, since it's in Eretz Yisrael, you should not have to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. And for the moment, Rabba agrees with Rava's reason. He agrees that one of the reasons to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is because of Kiyam Shtaris. He adds a second reason of Bikiyam Lishma. So although in this case, the reason of Lishma does not apply, but since Rava's reason does apply, Rava agrees with Rava, and therefore he's forced to agree with Rava, and therefore he says the Pfanechta Pfanechta would have to be said in that way as well. If so, what's the actual difference between Rava and Rava? And the difference would be where two people brought a get from Chutz La'aretz. According to Rava, there's no need to say Pfanechta Pfanechta. According to Rava, it does have to be said because you have still a Lishma problem. Another difference would be where a get is brought within one province in Chutz La'aretz. According to Rava, there would be no reason to say Pfanechta Pfanechta. According to Rava, it would have to be said. Our mission says if one brings a get from Chutz La'aretz and cannot say b'fanecha b'fanecha, then if there are witnesses who can confirm the signatures on the get, that would suffice. The Gemara there explained that the mission is talking about a case where a shliach took the get and then became a deaf mute before saying b'fanecha b'fanecha. Now, the mission fits well according to Rava, but it's problematic according to Rava. How will the confirmation of the signatures take the place of saying b'fanecha b'fanecha? How does the shavu lishma? And furthermore, the mission is talking about a time after which all people were already learned in the halachas of lishma. If so, even if a shliach is able to say b'fanecha b'fanecha, why does he have to say it anymore for if everyone knows lishma? But it says we make them do so as in case people once again become unfamiliar and become enemikiyim with Lishma. Why doesn't this Xer apply in a case where the person is not able to say B'fanechta B'fanechta? And furthermore, the case of a person becoming a deaf mute after becoming a Shliach is very uncommon. The Rabbanim would not Goyzer for an uncommon case. The Rabbanim not Goyzer and require a woman who's a Shliach to say B'fanechta B'fanechta, even though the case of a woman being a Shliach is uncommon. Moreover, said they did so to make sure that not to differentiate between one type of Shliach and another. If so, when the husband himself brings the get, he should have to say B'fanechta B'fanechta so as not to differentiate, and yet the Mishnah says that he does not have to say the husband himself. And the whole purpose of saying is to prevent the husband from coming later and claiming that the get was puzzled. When he himself brings the get, we don't have that concern, and that's why he does not need to say.